Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County HCE, which is Home and Community Education, attended state conference in Effingham, March 12th through the 14th. The theme this year were Diamonds Are Forever, and so is the HCE as they celebrated their 100th year. Those in attendance from Hamilton County included Jana Reister, Jennifer Reister, and Baby Jackson, Becky Belcher, Rhonda Mellenbein, and Paula Hatfield. A great time was had by all, and it was a great celebrating 100 years of HCE. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce was happy to support the Small Town Shop Hop, which was held March 16th around Hamilton County. Several of the small businesses around the square participated, and Chamber of Commerce gave away some free chamber bucks. It was exciting to sponsor small businesses in our community. Thank you to Mike Harry, the Big Red Barn, and Honeysuckle Vine Events for helping to sponsor the Unit 24 4-H Awards Banquet on March 10th at the Big Red Barn. 17 members from Unit 24 were recognized for winning state awards. 6 of those were from Hamilton County. Congratulations to Emily Cox, who got an Emerald in Community Service, Maddie Karcher, Gracie Walker, Shiloh Willis, Granger Wilson, and Lainey Davis all received an Emerald in Project Mastery. Emily Cox was also awarded Gardening, Agriculture, and Food Access $1,000 scholarship. Congratulations to all these 4-H members and a great year with your projects. 4-H Day with the Cardinals will be held Saturday, May 18th as the Cardinals take on the Red Sox. If you have not yet purchased your ticket, you can contact your local extension office and do that. Tickets are $30 apiece, and that does include a t-shirt, and you get to participate in a parade on the field prior to the game. Additional raffle tickets for $1 apiece can be bought, and the winner will get to throw out the first pitch. If you'd like to sign up for this fun day, contact your local extension office. Congratulations to several 4-H clubs and FFA chapters from around the state for receiving the Illinois Farm Credit Home Improvement Grants. Those winning from Hamilton County were Barbed Wire Gang for updates at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds, Funny Farmers 4-H Club for lap blankets for the 12th Veterans Honor Flight of Selin, Illinois, the Gift Garden 4-H Club to replace signs at the Gift Garden in McLeansboro, Hamilton County 4-H Federation to repaint ladybugs and spread rock at the Hamilton County Gift Garden, and Pioneer Country Kids to make improvements at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. These grants are greatly appreciated, especially in these small communities. Plans are underway for the Solar Eclipse Festival 2024 on April 7th and 8th. The Hamilton County Kiwanis are putting on the festival at the fairgrounds all day on April 7th. It will begin at 10 a.m. with church service led by Freedom Baptist Church. At 11 a.m., Aubrey and Grace Music will sing. At 11 a.m., the food trucks and vendors and inflatables will open. At 12 p.m., Righteous Rain will entertain. At 12 p.m., the Bags Tournament also starts. At 2 p.m., it'll be the Barack and Obamas. And at 4 p.m., it will be Corey Evans. At 7 p.m., the 90s Kids will play. Also, Glow Bingo will be held in the Floral Hall. And at 9:15, there will be fireworks. There will be a time for people to view the solar eclipse on the 8th at the fairgrounds if they wish to attend, but there will be no activities going on except maybe some food trucks. But there will be activities going on at the high school that the music boosters are putting on. This year, the 4-H exhibits will be held at the same week as the Hamilton County Fair. There will be several opportunities for the food stand to be open during the fair. Please plan on helping and coming out to support the 4-H. The fair schedule for the Hamilton County Fair as of now is Demo Derby Saturday, June 8th, a church event Sunday, June 9th. Carnival will be held Tuesday, June 11th through Thursday, June 14th. There will be four-wheeler races on Tuesday, June 11th, pig sorting on Wednesday, June 12th, tractor pull on Thursday, June 13th, rodeo on Friday, June 14th, and a mud bog on Saturday, June 15th. Quite a lineup for this year's fair, especially compared to years in the past, so plan to come out and enjoy. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.